Welcome to another exciting edition here of Truth Jihad Radio, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org, where you get a daily dose of the truth. Well, it isn't daily. I guess it's a weekly dose of the truth, but it isn't weak truth. We're serving up some strong truth here every week. And, in fact, we're telling you everything that you're not supposed to talk about at the dinner table, you know, politics, religion, 9/11 truth. And today we'll be talking about another of those controversial issues that the mainstream media will not touch with a 10-foot pole because they're too important. And no, I'm not talking about 9/11 this time, and I'm not talking about the trashing and burning of constitutional civil liberties or the Holocaust going on over in Iraq, where more than 8 million people have been murdered by the Anglo-American genocide that has happened since 1950. That's over 8 million people. It has surpassed all estimates of the Nazi Holocaust. No, we're not talking about those other important things. We're talking about vote fraud tonight and election integrity, because theoretically, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how ugly things are, no matter how far down the road to a new world order we have gone, theoretically, we should be able to put the brakes on that wagon through the electoral process. And unfortunately, it seems that there has been a little monkey wrench thrown into our electoral process in this country. We've been having some corruption in elections for quite some time, but it's gotten a lot worse with the invention of these newfangled voting machines, these black box voting machines with proprietary software that only the manufacturer knows how to deal with. And with this kind of election machinery that can be easily hacked and presumably has already many times been easily hacked, we no longer can have much confidence at all in our electoral process. This is a top-tier issue, and I'm very pleased to have on during the first hour tonight one of our leading experts on the election integrity issue, Kathleen Wynn. She was the former associate director of blackboxvoting.org, which is the premier election monitoring outfit. She's also been willing to come out and express her questions about the official 9/11 story. Last time I had her on, we had a great conversation about those two issues. And tonight we're going to be talking about the prospects in these upcoming 2008 elections, leading into our second guest, who will be on in the second hour. That's Mitchell Stein of RonPaulVoteCount.com. Because naturally, if the neocon elite is thinking about assassinating Ron Paul, as some rather scary rumors are suggesting, you don't have to be too paranoid to think that a little bit of election fraud might also be used against him. So without further ado, let's bring on Kathleen. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Hi, Kevin.
Great to have you.
Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure. You're correct. I am very interested in the issue you're most passionate about, the 9/11 issue, because, and as I told you when I was first on your show, there is a major parallel in exactly the evidence that you guys have uncovered regarding the truth about 9/11 and the evidence we've discovered about the truth about our election and the obstructionist behavior by our government to allow the truth to be told.
That's right. These are both attacks at the heart of the legitimacy of our system, and we'll be back to talk about them some more in just a few moments. So stick around.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, we're back here at Truth Jihad Radio. Cutting right in because my guest today has some very important information to share with you. My guest, as I said earlier, is Kathleen Wynn, who was formerly the associate director of blackboxvoting.org, still being run by Bev Harris, the premier election integrity outfit. And Kathleen, you've told me that this election integrity issue is not new, and that some of the issues that we're seeing now becoming so critical were actually discussed back in the 1970s.
Right.
Could you tell us some more about that?
Yes, some people may know of this, but I think probably except for the election, reform community, most people aren't aware that Jim and Ken Collier, the Collier brothers, back in the early 70s, took it upon themselves to investigate the elections and how they were run. And one of them even ran for office, and of course they lost, but they realized in that process of going through running for office and seeing how the system worked, they began to say, oh my God, and started, after he lost the election, started investigating what they saw were problems, and that frightened them and concerned them that our elections were not honest. And of course, back in 1992, they wrote the book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. And the thing about this book, it was controversial. 1992, it still was a taboo subject, and no one really paid attention to election fraud. But this book was immediately banned by the major book chains, and they listed the book as out of print and actively worked to prevent its sale. The veil of secrecy prevailed. I mean, these guys opened up a can of worms, and they were immediately shut down. And what they had concluded in this book, which I find very interesting considering what's going to happen in the upcoming election, is that in August of 1964, this was right in the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination, the News Election Service, the NES, is a consortium of the three major television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, plus the Associated Press Wire Service and CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, was created compile computer voting results and feed them to the major media. Now, what's key about this is what we've gotten a tip that what's going to happen in the upcoming Iowa caucus is that poll workers have been told that they're going to be given a special phone number, and they were going to phone in to this number and give the results of that precinct. Now, the thing about that is, we don't know what exactly, this entity is. And Bev Harris has come up with some questions to ask to tell the poll workers to find out whether this phone number is to the Iowa Republican Party or to the Iowa Secretary of State. If the results are not reported first directly to the Iowa Republican Party, we want to know. They're not given any information as to where this information is going, and we're concerned that it's not going to a media, entity that's going to give the results to the major media networks, and they will announce the results long before they really anyone else knows them. And that's kind of what's happened all along, is the news media wants this information really quickly, and somehow they get this. It goes behind closed doors, the results are given to them, and then suddenly the winner is announced, and it sets a precedent that is just not, it doesn't work, and it makes any, if there's any difficulty or questions about the tally, the final tally, it's really almost impossible to change once it's the cat's out of the bag. It's very frustrating what we're dealing with. And if this happens, we've asked a lot of poll workers to be on guard to watch that. And if it happens, to get the answers to the question of who are the people that they're sending this information to? And what evidence can the caucus attendees be permitted to capture of their own caucus results so that we can make certain that whatever is announced later, first, can be supported by what the caucus people that were there have in their final results. It's kind of falling in line with what the Collier brothers believe is the core problem of election fraud exists, is with the media.
So they're suggesting that the fraud is based on the results being fed first to the media then announcing them, and that becoming a sort of a fait accompli, and there's no way to go back and count and change them after that.
It's right, and it really is not. There's no chain of custody. There's no way to know. All these people are going to be calling in this information. What we want to know is to whom, and why isn't it going to the Secretary of State or to the Iowa Republican Party headquarters? Why? We just want to make sure, where is it going?
And they won't even tell you where it's going? That's unbelievable.
We don't know that. That's the thing. They are going to be given, they're not even going to be given the phone number until the night of, right before they call it in. It's all very secretive. I went to the first ever Texas caucus here, and I filmed a lot of Ron Paul's supporters who were coming. They were extremely powerful there. I mean, there were a lot of them, but what we found is that the people who were going to, they counted it by hand, but the problem with hand counts is they're no better than a machine count if they're done in secret and there's no chain of custody, which means you know at all times where those ballots are, and nothing is done behind closed doors where there's not someone there at all times. And so what happened at the Texas straw poll is that the Texas Republican chair, the party leaders, chose, this woman chose who was going to count the votes. We don't know the basis and how they were chosen. We don't know who these people are. And when I asked them, and they go into this room, they close the doors, and they sit down at these tables, and they count the votes, and they had like about three or four observers from the parties, if they wanted, and they had like at least 30 counters. You know, there was a lot more counters than there were observers, and there's no way those observers knew what they were doing, because I watched them through the slit in the door, that little window that you could barely see in, and I was threatened a couple of times to get away from the door. But you could tell that the observers were not really watching the process. But at the end of that, the woman gathered up all the ballots, and she walked with two police on either side of her to a room where no one was allowed in. And she goes in, and they added it all up and decide who won the Texas straw poll. But no one knows what went on behind closed doors. And again, the whole point of elections, the whole thing that makes them legitimate, is they have to be transparent. They can't be secretive. And what's happened now is our elections are trust me, but you can't watch me, is the motto. And it boggles the mind that the American people aren't outraged, that they're expected to accept this. Because at the end of the day, you really don't know.
Democracy that's been going on for quite some time. I think people have lost that sense that their vote really makes a difference. And so this loss of transparency and integrity in the process is just sort of one more step along the way to kind of a meaningless sham democracy.
Oh, absolutely. And it's sad. It's very sad. After our over 5 years, we've been working to get this evidence to the people. And it's very clear that the machines, and they've just recently done tests in California on these machines and in Ohio, and they came to the same result that we did, black box voting, when we tested the voting systems and found them inherently flawed. The whole software architecture was set up, built, security holes built right in. And we were thinking, how could anyone who was making an election voting machine set the software up to be so open for hacking? And it's basically open for business. So, again, when you add the fact that it's basically we privatized elections so that the vendor is protected by proprietary secret laws that protect their best interests, but in doing so, they totally obliterate transparency and citizen participation, much less oversight, so that we're relegated to the back room to be told by a few people who control the whole process, this is what the results are.
It doesn't make a lot of sense that to withhold the software, because, I mean, counting numbers is not some kind of really elaborate mathematical formula that can be patented and so on. I mean, it's pretty basic, just bean counting, isn't it?
Well, I think that in a sane world, most people would come to the conclusion that any software that has to be protected to that length has got, it's, you know, there's something in it they don't want us to see, and they're trying to make us believe that it has to do with if no one knows how the votes are being counted, somehow their votes are protected. And all that is when you have a few experts who are basically given total control over the process, and we have to accept the expert opinion is correct and honest, then we have just taken ourselves totally out of the mix, the citizens. And I said the only expert in an election should be the citizens themselves. Any system that requires that kind of secrecy to maintain the bottom line, basically, for the manufacturer of the machine, because they want to protect their software from being stolen and another manufacturer putting it into their system. So,
how could that be, though, Kathleen? Because I mean, how can one set of software really be much better than another? I mean, all they're doing is counting beans. It's just basic, simple counting.
That's what it's supposed to. But what we found is that in the little memory card that's supposed to be the ballot box.
Well, we'll probably have to leave our listeners in suspense about what you found there, and we'll hold that till we come back. Okay. This is Kevin Barrett with Kathleen Wynn on Truth Jihad Radio at Republic Broadcasting. Stick around.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over.
We're back, starting over here at republicbroadcasting.org. This is Truth Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, doing this show every Saturday night. And my guest tonight, during the first hour, is Kathleen Wynn, former Associate Director of blackboxvoting.org, the leading election monitoring outfit, pointing out the many flaws in election integrity. And Kathleen, you were saying that regardless of how simple it should be to write software to simply count votes, These proprietary software items that are being generated by these companies are actually, they've got very complex little things written in there.
A live program, you know, it's supposed to just collect the votes and then count them. But unfortunately, we found a live program in the memory card, which is it's the equivalent. It's a credit card size thing that's put into the voting machine on election night, and it's supposed to collect the number of votes cast. But we found when we brought the Finnish, this guy from Finland came, computer security expert, and tested it with, and was able to change the program on the memory card, which is supposed to not have a live one. It's supposed to just collect, not supposed to be able to do things. And so he was able to alter how the votes were counted so that even though you can verify your vote, what is actually, it still could change the votes around. And so what goes, what you verify and what is goes in and comes out is not necessarily going to be the same. And the voting manufacturers say, well, the reason we have all these is for flexibility, because every state is different and requires different types of ballots. And it's really when we put experts in charge and privatize elections and have to trust those who are overseeing it, because no one, the election officials cannot look inside those machines or test them independently. They are forced to sign contracts that require them not to do anything with those machines without the express permission of the vendor who usually oversees and controls the protocol that is ever used if they do try to do that. At the end of the day, the election officials are signing away their independence and their responsibility to administer elections in the best interest of the citizens, and they're totally at the mercy of the manufacturers. And I was told in the break that a gentleman called in about if could he go to the precinct and demand a write-in ballot. Well, you can do all the, every state's different, and some will, and even though they'll say you can do it, in most cases, if not all, they do not count them. If you break from how this, you know, what you're supposed to do, and you try to do something different from what they say is, you know, they won't count your vote if you happen to cast it in the wrong precinct, even if it's across the hall. They can use any excuse under God's green earth not to count your vote and say it was legitimate because that's the law. So we've got complicated election laws that they are held to the strictest adherence for citizens, but yet the election officials not held accountable. Like in my situation in Ohio, during the trial of the two election officials, they were set free. They were basically given a pass because the laws and accountability when it comes to elections do not apply to the election officials. There is such our system, unfortunately, I'm going to sound horribly cynical, but I believe that our system is so totally broken. The judiciary, legislature, and, of course, our executive branch have been corrupted because of human nature. They're not being, we are not watching them. We don't have the ability to oversee them. And so what's happened is our corporations have taken over the government through lobbying, and they've taken over our elections through these voting systems that literally are, they call the shots. The citizens have no say anymore, and that just blows citizen sovereignty on its head. I mean, it just knocks it off.
Means of changing the system, surely they expect that people will change things through non-peaceful means if necessary. That's what the lessons of history would seem to teach us.
Well, they're hoping that the majority, what they're doing now, and this is my theory, is we haven't gone away. We've stuck with this, and we keep showing how these machines cannot be trusted. We shouldn't be using them. There is no compromise that we can use, and when a machine counts the votes, it's going to be sufficient that they can't game the system and however they want. And there's no way we'll know for sure if it was gamed. We'll never know. And at the end of the day, I have been fighting to push to get citizens aware that the only way we'll be empowered to take back our elections is to demand hand-counted paper ballots at the precinct on election night, out in the open, and the chain of custody is never broken because the ballot box stays there in public and at the, you know, where, and they're counted there at the precinct. They're not carried in a car or in a back room and counted there and then the results brought out. And I have a website that I've founded strictly for a petition of people. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We'll get the URL when we come back. This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio right here on republicbroadcasting.org. And you're listening to Kathleen Wynn, former associate director of Black Box Voting. Next hour, we'll have Mitchell Stein of RonPaulVoteCount.com. And we're it's a pretty important issue, so stick around. And the world will live as
one. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Imagine hand-counted paper ballots. That's what the election integrity movement is telling us. They're saying that there's just no way that machines can ever be free of the possibility of wholesale vote fraud, not just retail vote fraud like we've always had, but wholesale vote fraud that completely destroys the integrity of the elections. And Kathleen, you were just saying that there's a website that you were about to recommend.
Right. I founded the website because what we're going to try to do is build a critical mass of citizens who will stand up and support Dennis Kucinich presented a bill last session, and we've asked him to reintroduce it this session. It's the Paper Ballot Act of 2006, and we wanted to bring it back because it required the 2008 election to be all hand counts. Well, that never made it off the table because it didn't have enough public support. So I created this website, and it's the acronym for Hand Counted Paper Ballots. It's hcpbnow.org. And people, all they do is they go there to sign up that they would support hand counted paper ballots. And we're trying, it's a petition to try to build and find out How many do the citizens really want it? Because if they do, then we got to build that critical mass to get the support necessary to force Congress to put this issue back on the table and have a real, like the 9/11 issue, a real public discussion on the difference and the merits of hand counts as opposed to machine counts, because we've never had that. I think the reason that they don't want to ever have it is because the truth will blow the machines out of the water, and the citizens will see that the reason they don't want hand counts is not because they're cumbersome or prone to fraud. It's because it's the way to empower citizens to choose who really does get elected. And if that happens, all the people who have been there forever, who have benefited from this the voting machine system, is they may or may they probably won't be there any longer. And they want to maintain a certain power structure there that they control. And if the people actually do control that, that would change this whole country, the whole face of this country, the whole, all the policies and the, everything, that all the laws that were passed, everything would change overnight if the citizens truly were in charge of who gets elected. And we can elect the bums out if we don't like what they're doing. Right now, they're so arrogant and blatantly flaunt the law in our faces because they know we have no recourse. And I urge citizens to think about, I mean, go to that website, sign up. We're working with a guy in Missouri, the Show Me State, to really start pushing the hand count message, because if we don't get people educated as to why, we're not just doing this because we don't like machines. I love technology, but I think when it comes to my elections, I don't want to have to guess whether my election was, a reflection of the will of the people or the will of the corporations. And the only way to resolve that, we've compromised with these voting systems in the past, and we found the compromises were only a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, and it didn't resolve the problem that they could still game the system. As long as experts control and maintain our elections and they're privatized, the citizens need not apply. It's just ludicrous. You go and vote, and you have no clue that your vote was counted. It's a crapshoot.
And it seems
like that's not an American election.
That's right. This country was founded on empowerment of the ordinary citizens, and we've become very, very disempowered now. And as far as the kinds of remedies available, the hand-counted paper ballot movement, of course, is a very important one. And HCPBnow.org.
Hand-counted paper ballots, HCPBnow.org. All we're trying to do is to make people understand, to educate them. Go to blackboxvoting.org. There is a mountain of evidence that, and real resource for people to understand. There's a citizen's toolkit that Bev and I put together of 20 separate modules that would tell a citizen, if you pick one thing to do, to get involved. Being an American citizen is not easy if you really want a true democracy. If we want to live in an illusion of one, then this is perfectly fine to keep the status quo. But if we truly want our country back, the only way is to educate ourselves about this issue, go to our elections offices and ask questions, and we have the tools to help you do that. And we also, you go to Black Box Voting, you want ideas or suggestions or help, there is a one-on-one forum there that you can ask, and people will help you. The bottom line is we have to stand up and start demanding that, if they want to say machines are better, then let's have a debate. Let's prove it. Do not make me say, okay, I have to believe you because you're an expert. I want you to show me. And if we have the hand count people, advocates on one side and the machine on the other, and a debate is set up where everyone has to follow the rules and they have to come forth with evidence on both sides, I believe the hand counts will win hands down.
Absolutely. And that's it's a virtue of simplicity to frame it in terms of machines versus hand counts. Let's not make it more complicated than necessary by talking about which types of machines and which kinds of reforms could help, and that just bogs it all down. It's very simple if you just break it down to a human versus machine kind of argument.
Yes, and Kevin, this is fair. This is saying, okay, prove it. Make us look wrong. Tell us we're wrong, but show us. And if they can tell me that a machine count is much more secure and my vote is more likely to be counted accurately in that scenario than in a hand count at the precinct on election night, I'll be the first one to stand in line and use the machine. But I don't believe I'm wrong. I've been studying this issue for 5 years and working with Bev Harris in the field, and there is nothing they can offer, in my opinion, that can compromise, that is sufficient to protect the integrity of the vote. It's gotten to the point that it's a farce, and it's a shame that the American people are not rioting in the streets, or at least taking to the streets in outrage, because they're taking away your power to change the system, to get the truth about 9/11 will come when we can put people in power who want to know the truth.
That's right.
And it just won't happen because we're angry. It's going to happen because we're going to change everything, how the power structure, and who is truly in control, the people or the corporations.
That's right.
It's up to us.
Well, one question that occurs to me when I'm contemplating this worsening vote fraud picture, an election fraud picture, is how much can they steal? That is, you know, Greg Palast has written a couple of very good books involving the election fraud, and I think he wrote a piece maybe last year, a year and a half ago, saying that, one of the reasons that the Democrats won Congress in 2006 may have been that whatever various election tweaking mechanisms were being used by the Republicans were they had set those set the dial
too low.
And so that raises the question, as he said, you know, if you can't have your candidate win like a, you know, at least a 5 or 10% kind of gap, you know, win that size of a majority over the opponent, then maybe, you know, you don't deserve to win. I don't think that's a good argument.
No, I don't think that's a good argument. I think he's missed the boat. The key here, and I do believe that like they game the system, they have to make it look real. And so they can't make it landslide every time. But they whoever has access to those machines, and the majority party who has control, all politics is local, that's where it begins, and it works its way all the way up to the top. From that point on, they decide who is going to get the nomination, and then they, at the end of the day, I believe that there are people, I know everybody's going to be going, she's crazy, but don't you feel sometimes they've already picked the winner already? I don't have any confidence anymore in the system because I've seen too much and I can't unlearn it. It's really devastating to recognize that the machines can be gamed any way you want to, and they're getting better at it, and they're becoming better at hiding it. And so the more we become knowledgeable, the more secretive, the more cagey they're going to become. And so what we have to do is just wipe it off the table. And I'd give anything if we could find a way to have a legitimate debate between machine count advocates and hand count advocates, and put evidence, based on evidence, not opinion and theory, but evidence of what we discovered on both sides of the fence. Now, I interviewed a former vice chair of the Election Assistance Commission. It's the federal arm that's going to decide the standards for the voting systems, whether we have recounts and under what conditions we have recounts for people chosen by the executive branch without any citizen participation are going to have that kind of power over our elections. I asked him, he's now a lobbyist, by the way, and so his name is Ray Martinez. He seemed like a nice enough guy. You would think, wow, this guy's really great. But he himself said, when I said, you know, transparency is taking back seat to secrecy, and he goes, well, I got to agree with you there, Kathleen, but you got to trust somebody. And here's a guy, he doesn't even want, and he's been supposed to be the expert. He's telling me, I don't think we need paper at all. And he thinks that's a waste of time. So here's a guy who's supposed to be in, he was once part of the major force behind what kind of machines we're going to use and what standards would be set for them. He's actually deciding, I don't really think we need paper. He has no clue that it's such a foolish way of viewing our elections, because the whole crux of the American democracy depends on transparency. That's the whole point of democracy, is not secrecy. That's not, that is a dictatorship.
Well, let's look at a specific election here. I know in the caucuses, the parties say they're counting the votes in public at the precincts, although you said that in Texas that wasn't necessarily the case.
No, they went into a room. Party observers who decided the candidates who wanted to have an observer there, and there were very few, and they really didn't know what they were doing. They were walking around, but they were just like being in the room. They didn't see what they did and how they did it. And you're supposed to be able to sit right with them and see how they're counting, to really know if they're not counting or counting too many or adding or taking some and putting them in a purse. Bottom line is, there was no real oversight that was meaningful. And it's secretive. And then they go in a back room after all the ballots are cast, counted. Then they go in a back room, and then the woman breaks it down and says which candidate got how many.
That doesn't sound quite like what they're telling us. As I said, the public statement was it was supposed to be done in public. How can somebody like Ron Paul, who's likely to be the victim of this sort of thing, fight back?
Oh, well, we have alerted... poll workers, Ron Paul poll workers in Iowa, find out about where they're calling it into, who that entity is, whether it's a public or private entity, what that telephone number is. Will we be able to see the cost of this entity that's taking all of these results and sending them out to the media? We want to know all about them, because anything like that should be wide open and put in the newspaper for everybody to see and to know who's doing what where. And again, it's still, I don't like the idea of anyone calling into some media related thing. That's what we want to find out. Is this media related, or is this the Iowa Republican Party related? It's all these little things, details, the devil's in the details.
Maybe it's the CFR.
and unfortunately, so many citizens think if they're given a certain little bit of a knowledge, well, in my opinion, it's a dangerous thing. They don't know the questions asked. They exploit the people's lack of understanding of the process and how to protect themselves, their candidate, from being, robbed of their due support. I mean, because I don't believe Ron Paul is ever going to know for sure what his true support is, because I don't trust that they'll ever let him get anywhere near getting to the nomination, because he scares the devil out of the power elite.
How far ahead would he have to be to win? Given, what is the maximum amount they could cheat? How far ahead would he have to be in the real count to still win if they pull out all the stops?
Well, he'd have to do like Huckabee's doing. And they keep him down at 5%, 6%. I mean, he stays pretty low, it's never a threat or, a challenge to any of the front runners. And the bottom line is, well, how do we know? Because I don't trust any of the voting process that has occurred at this point. So, and the party leaders, again, I don't trust that they aren't deciding who's going to get the nomination, and they make certain that however it plays out at the caucuses, that whoever they want to win always comes out ahead enough to take the whole ball of wax. I really don't know how he...
I bet you don't believe that professional wrestling is genuine either.
I kind of believe that stage too. It's a dog and pony show. What we're getting is some kind of a play, and we're kind of like the observers, and they're going through the motions of doing an election and telling us, basically, trust us, we'll handle it, and everything's fine, and we'll tell you what the final, vote is on it after everybody's counted the votes, after all the votes are counted. And I just don't like the whole setup. I want citizens to be right there participating, and we have to change everybody's, the laws are different in all the states. Well, every election, these machines break down, don't function properly. They have to call for outside, technical help. And they go through hell and back, and they never, and we catch them all the time, and we've reported it, but everybody still claims that the machines are so much better than the hand counts. And I'm thinking, I think we can handle 500 votes at a precinct, which is about the average amount for every precinct. There's some with 1,000, but mostly there's 500 votes per precinct.
Yeah, that's not that
less.
Hard to count. I mean, you don't have to take off your shoes almost to do that.
Well, they're saying sometimes the initiatives, all the things on the ballot are too complicated and it'll take too long. Why don't we have local elections, state elections, federal elections? Let's break it down and make it simpler. Let's stop complicating so that we force we make people think we have no choice but to use machines because it's just too complicated. Let's simplify it. Even Einstein said that the best solution, when the solution is simple, that's when God is talking to you or something.
Henry David Thoreau is famous for that, too. Simplify.
Yes, and our elections should never be where a citizen would feel intimidated or not able to participate, or that it's only an expert can really understand it, and we just have to accept that. I would like to believe Ludwig's written book, The Awakening of the American Spirit, Independence Day. I believe we need to awaken the American spirit, how corny that may sound. When we really stop and think about it, why can't citizens run their own elections in partnership with the election officials?
I agree. We the people need to take back the elections, and we'll be talking some more about it in just a few moments. So stick around here at Truth Jihad Radio on republicbroadcasting.org.
Remember.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back, all you mind gorillas. This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, playing the mind gorilla against those people playing mind games with us by putting up Tweedledee versus Tweedledum, Coke versus Pepsi, Bush versus Kerry, Skull and Bones versus Skull and Bones in our elections, and then rigging the process, or at least destroying our confidence in the integrity of the process, which really kind of rankles when we're supposed to have a country of we the people. Well, my guest tonight, Kathleen Wynn, has been talking about election integrity. And Kathleen, you know, one of the areas of study I've been working on lately is studying the neoconservative movement, and they very explicitly do not want the people to be in charge, and they very explicitly support governance by big lies. Do you think that the rise of the neoconservatives has anything to do with this crisis of governance that we're in the middle of right now?
I think that, well, frankly, right now, I think both parties have been compromised based on the overwhelming amount of lobbyist money that pays for them to pass certain laws. So I think the neoconservatives have been more in your face with the power that it's given them. So they stand out more, but I think it's a bad cop, good cop. I mean, the Democrats are, you know, more and more people are just registering as independents because they're fed up with both parties. I think when it comes to this issue, at least in this situation, I believe that we have a totally broken system that involves both parties. Because look, the Democrats have had many opportunities to at least stand up, and they always fold. And I believe part of the reason is they're compromised to a certain extent that they have to fold. I believe that the only way we'll know for certain is to get back our elections and the people in charge of them so that we can find out exactly what's going on. But let me tell you, they're not going to hand it to us. They're not going to go, you're right, we're wrong, and we're ashamed of ourselves. They're going to fight in every way they can, and they're going to fight dirty to never let people take back this. So it's up to us to make that personal decision. I hope people will visit blackboxvoting.org. They'll come to my website, hcppnow.org, and sign up and be support hand counts, because we have to start somewhere, and it has to begin with education and knowing what you're up against, because, and we're going to have to be united on this. For the first time, we really have to be, it's not party or partisanship. This is American. This is about who we are and what we stand for, and the fact that it goes right down to the torture thing. You know, no one knows whether waterboarding is torture. And this is America, and I can't believe that that's a hard discussion to have. You know,
I would make the argument that all of this has a lot to do with 9/11, which was a powerful psychological operation that prepared of us for this brave new world of Orwellian unfreedom. Well, hey, thank you so much, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kevin.
Great to have you.
And then thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, well, stick around, listeners. We will have Mitchell Stein of RonPaulVoteCount.com on during the next hour, talking about applying some of the insights we've heard from Kathleen to trying to ensure that Ron Paul doesn't get ripped off. He certainly poses enough of a threat that they're going to try and stop him, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure they can't. And RonPaulVoteCount.com may have some answers there. So stick around, and you'll hear what they are.